This is KUT. Recent arrests of undocumented immigrants by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Austin has raised concern in many immigrant communities, and that anxiety is making its way into many schools. KUT's Kate McGee reports teachers and local education groups are trying to ease student and family fears through education.
If an immigration officer goes to your door, what you have to remember is you don't open that door.
About 20 men and women sat in the cafeteria with their children at Rodriguez Elementary in South Austin after school Friday. They listened to Yunuan Alvarado with the local teachers union Education Austin.
So ICE can only enter your home if they have a warrant that is signed by a judge from a criminal court.
All of the people here are immigrants. They're attending one of Education Austin's Know Your Rights seminars. The union has a $30,000 grant from the National Education Association for this kind of work. It reviews what a person's rights are if ICE agents come to their home, stop them on the street, at a checkpoint, or at work.
So if you encounter an immigration officer on the street, the first thing that you have to remember there is that you don't run, because the moment that you run, that can be used against you. It makes you look guilty.
Some parents expressed concern about what would happen to their children if they were arrested while their children were at school.
If families are living in an apartment and they see the ICE band taking someone, then they take pictures and then people get worried.
That's Montserrat Garibay, Vice President of Education Austin and a pre-K teacher.
It might not be a rape per se, but for people not knowing that these ICE agents have warrants, it's going to seem like a raid.
Garibay says it's difficult for immigrant families to get accurate information about what's happening and what their rights are.
One of the things that we really want to say to people, to communities, come down, have a safe plan, and then plan what are your next actions if that happens. That's our role, really, to tell people that they can get resources and know what to do.
Late last week, a number of people were arrested by immigration officers in the Austin area and in at least six other states. In a statement, ICE says it regularly conducts targeted enforcement operations to apprehend, quote, deportable foreign nationals. The agency denies that it was doing sweeps or checkpoints in the area. A lack of communication about the arrests caused confusion and panic in local immigrant communities. On Friday, that anxiety bled into schools and the classroom.
Overall, I've been more quiet than usual, so I don't talk to friends as much about anything. So same goes for my parents.
That's Lisandro, a 14-year-old freshman at Austin Achieve Charter School in East Austin. He immigrated from Mexico. None of the students I spoke with wanted to give their last names because they are undocumented.
I feel useless when it comes to talking about these type of things that scare my parents. And I don't like the feeling that I can do a lot more, but I'm scared to do it. And I don't want to give in to the fear and just give up, but it's kind of hard to keep going when all of this is happening and you're just worried about what's going to happen to your family and everything else.
The lack of information about these arrests made students at Austin Achieve realize the need for more accurate information. On Friday, 9th and 10th grade students spent time with worried middle school students. 16-year-old Katia was one of the students leading these conversations.
We got to talk in a circle, and then we find out that, yes, some people are just feeling really stressed and they don't know what's going on. So we have come to a conclusion that we need to put more information out there for like parents and scholars to know more about what's going on instead of just like randomly saying little pieces of things that they heard.
Katia came to the United States from El Salvador at 12 years old as an unaccompanied minor.
I don't know where I got the strength, but I just really wanted to like get here for the education, to see my family and just not go back to where I was. I just didn't want to be there. I didn't feel safe. So that kept me on walking.
Katia went days without food, crossed rivers, and walked 3 days in the desert before she was found.
The experience was, as I say, a really tenacious experience. It was really traumatic, but it shaped me how I am now. So I appreciate everything I have, and I do my best on everything I do, because that was the main reason I came here.
Austin Achieve students say teachers have been providing information about what to do if students encounter ICE agents, and they feel like school is a safe place. Montserrat Garibay with Education Austin says Austin ISD needs to keep telling its families that schools are safe too. Superintendent Paul Cruz sent a memo to the school community on Friday that included general information about resources for refugee and immigrant students. But Garibay says the district and the Austin School Board need to go farther than that.
Dr. Cruz and the school board members need to come out and say, this is a safe place. ICE is not going to come to our schools. I think that's very important for the families to hear.
The Austin School Board had been drafting a resolution in support of its immigrant and undocumented families for at least 6 months, but the resolution was stalled because of board politics and the current political climate. Last week, the Houston ISD School Board unanimously approved a similar resolution. Garibay says Education Austin plans to push the Austin School Board to pass its resolution as soon as possible. Kate McGee, KUT News.